You're listening to the Live, Love, Engage podcast. On today's show, the importance of developing authentic leadership when growing your business. Stay tuned. I am Gloria Grace Rand, founder of The Love Method and author of the number one Amazon bestseller, Live, Love, Engage: How to Stop Doubting Yourself and Start Being Yourself. In this podcast, we share practical advice from a spiritual perspective on how to live fully, love deeply, and engage authentically so you can create a life and business with more impact, influence, and income. Welcome to Live, Love, Engage. Namaste. I am so glad to be with you. This is your first time tuning in, whether you're watching on social media or you are listening to this recording on your favorite podcast player. I'm just really glad to be with you, and especially if this is your first time. I am Gloria Grace, a spiritual business coach, helping entrepreneurs to leverage their intuition to break through revenue ceilings and achieve sustainable business growth. And major part of being able to create that business growth starts by demonstrating authentic leadership. And that's what we're going to be talking about on today's live stream and today's podcast. It's about the power of authentic leadership and inspiring others through your purpose. And I was inspired myself to talk about this subject. I guess it was about a week or two ago when I was watching a documentary about Paul Newman and Joanne Woodward. And they're two of my all-time favorite actors. So that's why I was watching it. And at the end of the first episode, there was a mention of a poem. And it was called The Actor's Vow. And it was, this poem was like placed on the outside of, I guess, the building of the actor's studio, which the director Elliot Kazan had co-founded, and it was where Paul and Joanne were members. And I was really struck by the powerful words of this poem. And even though it was intended for actors, I really feel that it is something that we should all take to heart. And especially if you are a business owner, an entrepreneur, but even just anyone, frankly. So I'm gonna read you the poem, and I'm gonna tell you one place where I added a couple of words. So it says, it starts off and it says, "I will take my rightful place on the stage," and I'm adding "of life." So I will take my rightful place on the stage of life, and I will be myself. I am not a cosmic orphan. I have no reason to be timid. I will respond as I feel, awkwardly, vulgarly, but respond. I will have my throat open. I will have my heart open. I will be vulnerable. I may have anything or everything the world has to offer, but the thing I need most and want most is to be myself. I will admit rejection, admit pain, admit frustration, admit even pettiness, admit shame, admit outrage, admit anything and everything that happens to me. The best and most human parts of me are those that I have inhabited and hidden from the world. I will work on it. I will raise my voice. I will be heard. Now, I don't know about you, but I really was just blown away by that poem because it encompasses so many qualities that when we can express them in our lives, that it really will help us to develop authentic leadership. And some of the parts about, you know, I have no reason to be timid. I will raise my voice. I will be heard. And this is something that I know I had to work on because when I was growing up, I was afraid a lot of times because there's some, you know, trauma going on in my household. So I was not very comfortable speaking in public, you know, or not, I wasn't an extroverted person in school and things like that. So it took me a while. And frankly, being in business was a major part of what helped me to learn how to step out of my comfort zone. You know, going to those networking meetings where I had to give my 30-second elevator pitch, I had to learn how to communicate better. And of course, you know, now I'm doing this podcast for for almost 4 years. So you know, I've learned how to be able to speak. And you will notice, though, I'm not speaking necessarily in front of a lot of people. I can't see all of you out there listening. I just know that you're there. So when I'm speaking to, you know, like speaking in public, let's say in front of a group of people, it did take me some time to be able to learn how to do that. But that is part of what being an authentic leader is being able to speak up, to be able to communicate, to be able to share what's important to you. And also being able to do it in a way that aligns with your values and beliefs. So that's also a crucial part of being an authentic leader. When you can be able to communicate to people, to communicate your values, then people are going to be more willing to learn to trust you. And then ultimately, especially if you're looking to in your business, looking to make sales, to have people who are going to want to then invest in your products and services, but also perhaps even to get investors to give you money in the business. Maybe it's not even just, you know, selling your services, but also getting people to invest in you. And a great example of someone who demonstrated authentic leadership was Steve Jobs, you know, the founder of Apple. He was really honest with himself and others, and he truly believed that his work and the goal for Apple were for the common good. So that's, you know, one example, and there's tons of examples out there of people who have really demonstrated authentic leadership. But let's talk a little bit more about then your purpose, because your purpose of why you're in business, why you're doing anything, is also relates back to, again, relates to your values, your expertise. And when you can have that really good why, you know, what is it? Simon Sinek? Yeah, I think wrote about, I forget the exact name of it, but I know he talked about having your why and knowing your why that you're in business, because it's going to be so not only important for why you're in business, but then that purpose is going to drive how you talk about yourself, how you talk about the company, how you talk about your products and services. And then again, that goes a long way towards getting certainly customers, but also employees to be able to want to do good work for your company because they understand why you're in business. And again, I'll throw out the example from Steve Jobs. He stated that his passion, and I think purpose and passion pretty much go hand in hand here. His passion was to build an enduring company where people were motivated to make great products. And whether you're an Apple fan or not, I think, and you know, don't even care about what they're doing today, but certainly for decades, they have been that company. And he really did instill in his employees a desire. Again, he desired to make great products, and he was successful, and that people knew that Apple made good products. And there are hardcore Apple fans out there, I will tell you, of whatever, that, you know, the Mac or the iPhone, whatnot. So that's an important thing. So how do you then what does inspiring people through your purpose, what does that look like concretely? I will say the one thing that I've found that really helps me, and not only is coming up with a list of your values, so perhaps if that would be helpful to do sometimes, is to make a list of your values and then circle like the top three that really are like, yeah, this is it. And then that will drive you in being able to grow the business the way you want. But also, I love The Four Agreements, the book by Don Miguel Ruiz. And I've done episodes, podcast episodes about each of those separately. So you can go back in and listen to them. I'll probably put it in the show notes as well. But I love those because they talk about, I have a little cheat sheet on my desk that I keep here. So that's why I'm looking over. If you're watching on YouTube, I'm looking over here because I'm reading it. So it says to be impeccable with your word. Don't take anything personally. Don't make assumptions and always do your best. If you follow those four agreements, I don't see how you can't be an authentic leader. I mean, that's just, you know, beautiful because you're going to be speaking with an integrity. You're not going to let other people's opinions necessarily sway you, especially if you really have a strong conviction that what you're doing is right and is going to benefit other people. And, you know, of course, always doing your best, you know, your best on different days is going to look differently because sometimes we're not feeling great or what have you. But as long as you commit to that, then that's a great thing. So that I think also when you follow those four agreements, that really helps you to be able to inspire others. And then, of course, there's other things you can do with that as well, which is to listen, really listen carefully to what people are saying, whether it's in your business, listening to your clients, listening to your employees, but even in your family, you know, listening to family members and celebrating others' accomplishments and just really create that sense of belonging and inclusion. And I'm going to give you an example of a company that is doing this really well right now. And this is a company that I have personal experience with in, it's not necessarily my company, but it's a company I've been using. And so it's a company called Capshow. And they have been helping me in with the marketing of my podcast. And they are, as we're recording this, are celebrating or just about ready to celebrate their 1-year anniversary. And the co-founders of this company really have embodied that authentic leadership. They really demonstrate it because they have been so great about fostering a community with their customers. And they are always striving to improve the service that they're providing. They come to us and they ask for our advice. They listen to us when we say, this isn't quite working. Can you fix it? And if they can, they do. And if they can't, they'll say, well, or they'll do something else to make it right, give you a credit or something like that. And I just love how they're doing that. They just go over and above board in making me, frankly, and I think the rest of the people will do this too, will say this too, is that really making us feel like we're part of the Capshow family. And in fact, they even have a name for some of the us, I think we're called the Capshovians, I think. So again, so it's, you know, it's kind of silly, but it's a really great way, again, to build that community. And they're doing it by, you know, admitting when things don't go right sometimes, because they had a big upgrade in their software and it took longer than they had intended. And so they were upfront about that and apologized. And then I just love that they're honest, they're friendly. So anyway, that's enough of my sales pitch for them. I just wanted to share that with you. So the other side of this, though, so we've kind of talked about some of the good things, but sometimes when you are trying to be an authentic leader, you do run into issues, some obstacles. you know, things like self-doubt and imposter syndrome, and maybe you have a fear of being vulnerable, as I read in the Actor's Row earlier about, you know, that it was going to be good to be vulnerable. So when that happens, this is what I recommend, is for you to just take a break and go within and realize that you have a higher power. This is my belief anyway. I believe that we all have a higher power that we can turn to for guidance, for wisdom. And we can also look for guidance and wisdom and help if we don't know something. We can seek help from other people, whether that is getting advice from a peer, seeking help from a mentor, reading a book, going onto YouTube and finding a video that'll tell you how to do something. There are resources available to you so that you don't have to feel like you're on this business journey alone. Don't ever feel that, because there are ways for you to be able to get support. It can also be, perhaps it's joining a coaching program, working with a coach, joining a mastermind, lots of these things. But ultimately, it really comes down to you learning to appreciate yourself, to know that you are worthy, you have value, and you can do this. Because again, you can build that resilience within yourself by stepping out of your comfort zone once in a while, like I've had to do. And the more you do that, the stronger you get and the better able you are to really lead a successful company. And I will tell you, if you do need support in this, I am always available as well. You can schedule a call with me. I'm happy to have a chat with you. Go to engagewithgloria.com. I will have that in the show notes, but I'm definitely, you know, let's chat, because I can, more time than we have to go into the podcast today. I wrote a whole book, frankly, on how to stop doubting yourself and to start being yourself. So we can chat about that. But the other thing I wanted to share with you today that goes along with what I was just talking about, really looking within and relying on your higher power, is I share on my solo episodes, I love to share the daily word from Unity. And today I wanted to find something about leadership. And so I found a great one. And this is from February 16th of 2015. And the reading says, "I develop my leadership by radiating my inner light and letting it ripple out into the world. This is my first step in leading a change. As I take action, it is imbued with a quiet presence and power that conveys real strength. When Jesus told the crowds not to hide their inner radiance, but to hold it high, he provided the formula for addressing all of our concerns. I connect with my light by becoming still and closing my eyes. I visualize my radiance flowing out through my whole body and into the world. As I let my light shine, my leadership flows from the inside out. I know what actions to take. I can truly make a difference toward harmony, peace, and love in the world." And then they also always include a scripture reading, and this is from Psalm 36, 9. "For with you is the fountain of life. In your light, we see light." So I hope that helps you today and gives you some ideas on, number one, the importance of authentic leadership, and number two, sort of how to be able to cultivate it in your own life. And before we could do, I'm going to share one other thing with you in a moment. But first, I'm going to ask for your indulgence, ask a favor, and let you know about something that I'm doing, and I'm hoping for your support. If you receive value out of today's episode, or if you are a longtime viewer on YouTube or a longtime listener of the program, you're a subscriber and you've been enjoying these episodes, I have submitted this podcast, Live, Love, Engage, to podcastawards.com. And they're going to be they're accepting nominations right now. And so for awards and that they give out every year. And so I have submitted Live, Love, Engage in the education category, and every podcast also gets submitted into the People's Choice category. So if you would be so kind, between now and July 31st of this year, 2023, if you could go to podcastawards.com and look for the education category, look for People's Choice category. You do have to register, I think, first, and then vote for Live, Love, Engage. I would so appreciate it. So thank you, thank you, thank you. I haven't done anything like this before. So, you know, we'll see what happens. So that's my plug for the day for that. And before we close out the rest of today, I wanted to share one last thing with you, which is something that I do also on our solo episodes, and that is to share a brief light language message with you. And for those of you who have never heard of what light language is, I'll give you the short version. This is a communication. It comes through from me, or not from me, comes through me, I should say, from higher realms. I believe it comes from angels and sometimes even galactic beings, but definitely from the angelic realm, I know. And it is a message that comes through in word, and it comes through in song, and it's something that speaks to your heart. It's not necessarily something your brain will understand, but your heart and your soul will. And it's a very healing modality. I really refer to it as a sound healing modality. And so I encourage you, if you to listen to this, that you would just pause this if you're not somewhere where you can close your eyes. So if you're listening to this while you're driving a car, come back to this recording later and listen to it somewhere where you can just sit quietly, close your eyes, and allow the sound to come through. And I'm setting the intention today. I always do that. Whatever comes through is for your soul's highest good. And also, I'm going to ask also that what message comes through will help you to be able to shine your inner light, to let that inner light shine through so that you can be the leader that your family, your business, and frankly, that the world needs right now. Again, I just invite you to just set that intention that what comes through today will be for your soul's highest good. Kaya no kohu, kahoya ho, sayo no koya, sako koyo no kohu, ayo to koya, sahu ka sanyo no, ani na koyo, sohu yaku, sahu yakohu, sataku, sahu yahu kanyane, hakaya sakoya, hakuya toku, hakiya sohyo toku. Thank you for listening and watching today. I'm so glad to spend this time with you. If you also ever want to learn more about light language, you can go to heal.me/Gloria, and you can set up, there's a link there where you can set up a free discovery session, and I would love to chat with you, and perhaps you might be interested in having a private light language session with me where we can really deal with what's going on in your particular life right now and to help you with that in any way I can. So I think that's going to wrap it up for this edition of Live, Love, Engage. I am so thankful to be with you, and I encourage you again, if you're not subscribed, please subscribe on your favorite podcast platform. If we're not connected on social media, make sure we're connected. And also subscribe on YouTube at Gloria Grace Rand. And until next time, as always, I encourage you to go out and live fully, love deeply, and engage authentically.
Did you know that a majority of entrepreneurs tend to discount the importance of their work? And a good number feel their success is simply due to luck. I know from personal experience that self-doubt can keep you from having the kind of life and business you desire. That's why I've created a free guide called Uniquely You, How to Move from Self-Doubt to Self-Love in 4 Simple Steps. To claim your free guide, go to liveloveengage.gift. That's liveloveengage.gift.